Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And my interview with business consultant Tom Borg. Tom, often when I talk to reporters about the status of small business and the challenges that small businesses have in attracting employees, they want to know, you know, what advantages there to working at a small business compared to a big business. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell them, well, for one thing, you're much more likely to be working directly to the owner of the small business.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen if you're working at Ford or Dow Chemical or something.
That's right.
So I think that kind of leads into my topic for this segment is when you're the small business owner, how do you form a good relationship with your employees, promoting a good company culture? And I think a big part of that is that employees want to know more about the business owner and his or her attitudes toward the workforce. Do you have some suggestions about that topic?
Oh, yes, I do. Just the other day, I was chatting with one of my clients, the owner of a company, and he was complaining to me that now what he should have been doing is sharing this with the person he was thinking about, but one of his managers is not doing a very good job of getting out of his office and walking throughout the plant and seeing how things are actually going. He does a great job of doing his reports. He's in the office most of the time, or he's away from the building out with the customer. But as far as managing the people that are underneath him, doesn't do a very good job of that. So the point is, what we want to do is make sure we're getting face-to-face contact with the people that work for us. Get out there and go by their station and make it a point to just spend some social time with each one of them. Just each time, each day you go that you go out, so you're in touch with what's going on in their lives at that moment. So spending face-to-face time is critical if you really want to create the kind of environment where people want to be there. So that's one of the first things. Second thing we want to do, of course, is to be able to find out if they need help and to make sure that we're able to help offer solutions when they ask for them. And as a result, you're helping this person be a better producer, be a better employee, because they feel that they have the support from you emotionally and also physically in terms of the resources that they need.
Well, Tom, that's great advice. Great advice for managing any kind of a business operation. And kind of put myself in the shoes of an employee, thinking about the things that I would like to hear about or know about the business owner. It seems that especially nowadays when there's so much emphasis on having a positive company culture, you want to know more about, you know, whether the business owner cares about me as a person. And also about the trust and credibility of the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to always go back to these four questions that come from a survey that was done some years ago by Delta Airlines, and they wanted to find out what their customers really wanted. And it boiled down to four answers that they wanted, that they had questions in their own minds to. And that was the first question, and we can apply this right to employees because, in a sense, they are a customer of that business owner. First question employees have for us is, do you like me? You know, do you like to be around me? Do you smile when you see me? Do you use my name properly? These are the kind of indicators that the person is being appreciated, being liked. So that's the first question they have for us. Do you like me? Second question, do you care about me? So, hey, do you know anything about my family? Do you know anything about my personal situation? Do you know anything about my career aspirations, and you actually engage me in conversation around those concerns that I have, these values that I hold? So that's a critical second one. Do you care about me? Third, can I trust you? Big question. What we mean by that is, do you follow through on the things you promise to your employees? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Not where you tell them to do one thing and you do something completely different because of your own personal values. So do you really can you really be trusted? Do you follow through? These are critical because in the long run, people don't want to work in an environment where they really can't trust the owner of the organization or the management team because, hey, it's going to create a very, very unpredictable environment, and people don't want that. So that's the third one. The fourth one is, hey, do you know what you're doing? Are you qualified? Are you really up to speed on the changing marketplace? You know, oftentimes owners get to the point in their careers where they don't want to change a whole lot because they feel that what they've learned up to this point, what they've used, has been successful. So why, you know, spoil a good thing? You know, don't fix it if it ain't broke. But the fact is that if you aren't staying current, if you really don't prove that you do know what you're doing, that you've been here before and you know where you're wanting to take this organization, well, that's a concern to people. So do you know what you're doing? Do you subscribe to the national publications in your industry? Do you belong to the associations? Do you belong to an organization like SBAM? Because that way you're learning about things that are happening, that are changing, and you're staying current with the different industries that may be different than yours, but at the same time are also dealing with change and the challenge of competition.
Tom Borg's a well-known business coach and consultant, frequent guest on the show. We'll take a break and come back and wrap up our conversation with him right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.